Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
11 to 1. FM.
You are listening to LMFM's 11 to 1. Sinead Brazel here with you. We are on the official countdown to Christmas. The kids are getting the school holidays today. The excitement's in the air. Bring on the festivities. Here's the Ronettes kicking us off this morning with Sleigh Ride.
Family and friends this Christmas.
Yeah, kicking us off the Ronettes there with Sleigh Ride. Sinead Brazel here with you, and I'm excited. Oh yeah. Woo! It's the last show of the year. My God. Can't believe it. But I'm excited. Oh yeah, it is the Christmas holidays. And there's nothing like that build-up, isn't there? To the Christmas holidays themselves. And the kids are wired, aren't they? Oh, they're wired. Absolutely. They're going to come home from school full of chocolate as well. It's the teacher's payback today. They're going to fill the kids full of sugar and send them home probably like in the next 45 minutes. So batten down the hatches, people. That's all I'm going to say for wired children. We love it, though. We love it. It's what Christmas is all about. And already you're getting in touch on 086 1800 658 about our main topic, which will be in the second hour of the show. We're going to be talking about Christmas movies. There's nothing Niall O'Brien loves more than a top 5 or 10 list of movies. Oh, he loves it. He loves compiling lists of his favourite movies. But I want to hear yours, okay? We want to hear your favourite Christmas movies. Flamin' Eamon's already in. And it's a classic. I love this one. He says, my favourite Christmas movie is Miracle on 34th Street. When the dollar bill is shown in God we trust. Oh, we all do sometime. He's absolutely bringing me on memory lane there. Thank you so much. Maybe you're similar to Eamon, El Sentimental. He loves the El Miracle on 34th Street. For me, I love Scrooged. Because, you know, nobody does Bah Humbug better than Bill Murray. Frank Cross, the heartless TV executive in the retelling of A Christmas Carol. That is it. It's up there. Die Hard as well. Don't come at me now. It's a Christmas movie. We're going to get into that as well with Niall. But I want to hear it from you. What is your favourite Christmas movie? I'll try and dig out some scenes as well for you. If you have a particular favourite scene as well, let me know. 086 1800 658. I've been holding on. There's Tom Grennan, Little Bill of Love on LMFM's 11 to 1. A lot of love for Christmas movies. We're asking you, what is your all-time favourite Christmas movie? The one that you sit down and watch every single year with the box of chocolates or the selection box or whatever in hand as well. Helen says, Sinead, without fail every year, It's a Wonderful Life. Just absolutely love it. Oh, look, it's always up there, isn't it? As number one on the top of these lists. I know it starts off quite sad, but it does get very, very feel good. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the ending, oh my God, every time. I mean, you're going to shed a tear. You really will every time. A lot of people saying Elf. Yeah, listen, that is the absolute classic of the last couple of years. Elf, it is brilliant. Will Ferrell is just incredible as the oversized elf who ventures away from the North Pole. Absolutely brilliant. One or two Home Alones in there as well. Yeah, Home Alone 1 and 2 as well. Absolute staples at this time of the year. Keep those coming in. 086 1800 658. Now, I want to let you know, the Drogheda Cares at Christmas people are organising a gala concert. It's called The Fla Once More, and it's going to be happening after kind of the Christmas, around the Thursday the 5th of January, so something to look forward to, at 8pm in the Augustinian Church in Shop Street. So it's called The Unmissable Gala Concert. Will include a star lineup of local talent, including Roisin Ward Morrow, Kevin Matthews, SJ McCardle. There's also going to be music by Michael Houlihan and the Drogheda Orchestral Players as well. So it's going to be the Eve of Nullag na Mban, or Little Christmas, Thursday the 5th of January. So proceeds are going to be divided between the Drogheda Women and Children's Refuge Centre and the Augustinian Kenya Project as well. So Admission is just €10. Family tickets, €25. So you can contact the Drogheda Cares at Christmas. Phil Cunningham, wonderful lady, always doing her bit around this time of the year. 086 812 3310. That's the number for Phil. I'm sure as well, if you wanted to go down to the church on the night, I'm sure there'll be tickets there as well. But it's happening the 5th of January in the Augustinian Church, Shop Street in Drogheda. Now, getting back to today and all of this week, we have a fantastic competition. I've teamed up with Tourism Northern Ireland, and we have a great prize for the Game of Thrones fans in your life. We're going to bring you all the details of that competition after these.
11 to 1.
We are talking about our favourite Christmas movies. You're getting in touch on 086 1800 658. Someone messaging in, not sure who it is, but they never miss this particular one at this time of the year. This is classic as well.
Anything bothers me and I'm feeling unhappy, I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
Oh, well, let me see. Nice things. Daffodils. Green meadows. Skies full of stars. Raindrops on roses. And whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things.
Oh, she's absolutely brilliant. Amazing. I know it's not technically a Christmas movie, but it's always on, isn't it, at this time of the year? Classic one. Absolutely brilliant selection. Thank you so much for getting in touch. Keep those coming in. 086 1800 658. There's Sam Smith, Not the Only One. Now, this is a great prize for the Game of Thrones fans. Yeah. Tourism Northern Ireland have teamed up with ourselves here on 11 to 1, and they have a family pass to give away every day to the world's first and only official Game of Thrones studio tour in Banbridge, County Down. It's an unbelievable opportunity for visitors to immerse themselves in an expansive collection of costumes, props, sets and weapons, and to discover the artistry that designed the Seven Kingdoms and brought the story of Game of Thrones to life on screen. There's 100,000 square foot of an interactive experience and reveals the world of Westeros like never before, giving visitors of all ages the chance to walk through the iconic sets of King's Landing and Winterfell, as well as delve deep into the world behind the screen, from the earliest concepts to the jaw-dropping final cuts. It's very much a family-friendly experience as well. So, would you like a family pass to the Game of Thrones studio tour in Banbridge? Very easy today. It's always around a Game of Thrones question, but today I've made it really simple for you. True or false? Sean Bean played the character of Ned Stark in Game of Thrones. Is that true or is it false? Answers, please, followed by your own details to 086 1800 658. So, true or false? Sean Bean played the character of Ned Stark in Game of Thrones. Is that true or is it false? 086 1800 658. Wake up one morning. Laura Isabore, Shine on LMFM's 11 to 1. Now, this is lovely. This landed in my inbox yesterday evening and I had to bring it on the show today. It's the Ukrainian and Irish students from Drogheda St. Oliver's Secondary School. They have brought their musical talents together to collaborate on their version of Happy Christmas War is Over. We're going to hear the song. We're also going to chat to the man behind the idea, the music teacher Ronan McQuillan. We're going to chat to him after these.
11 to 1.
Ukrainian and Irish students from Drogheda at St. Oliver's Secondary School bring their musical talents together to collaborate on their version of Happy Christmas, War is Over, which they've released this week. It's the second year in a row the school has released a festive music video in time for Christmas, and this one will definitely tug at the heartstrings. Well-known music producer, singer-songwriter Ron McQuillan, who is a teacher at the school, came up with the idea and shot the video and recorded the music and joins me in studio now. How are you getting on, Ronan?
I'm good.
Great to have you in studio. And I have to say, when this landed in my inbox last night, I was like, oh my God, I have to have these guys and chat about this on the show today. And yeah, it's filled me with joy, but also a little bit of sadness, because it's resonating now with everything that's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, I think when we were trying to think of what song we were going to do this year, this one kind of stood out quite obviously, because obviously with the Ukrainian students coming to the school, I mean, they started arriving maybe last May. And then throughout September, right up until even last week, there was still Ukrainian students joining the school. And there'll be more in January. There's applications in for more students arriving in January. And it's just been an incredible journey for them, but also for the school to adapt. For, I guess, if you were to ask any of the students, you know, if you were picked up out of your life and dropped somewhere else, how would you react? And they've all been being on board staff wise and everybody to make them as welcome as possible.
And how are they adapting? Because like you say, talk about being plucked out of where they have been and lived all their lives to come here and live in Drogheda and go to school. How are they adapting to
everything? They seem to be quite resilient. We're quite lucky in the school. Like Russian is taught as a language in the school.
Oh, fantastic.
And we have a Ukrainian SNA in the school, Oksana, who was key to you know, introducing them to the language and everything else as well. So a lot of them that arrived, say, last May, came back in September with nearly fluent English. So they've been here all summer and they've been great. So it's been a slow process, but they're absolutely brilliant. And the talent, you know, you'll hear in the song, the talent's there. They're incredible kids.
They really are, yeah. And, you know, music is one of these universal languages, isn't it? I mean, exactly. The fact that, you know, like you can communicate with each other without actually using whatever, you know, our own, say, native tongue. So something like this and this song and bringing everybody together at Christmas, it has done that tenfold now and made them, I'd say, more part of the school community.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was kind of, we were toying with the idea of maybe trying a few different languages in it. So we have some Gaelic in it. And we thought, well, why not let the Ukrainian kids sing, but let them sing in Ukrainian. So Oksana very kindly helped us translate, and they were completely up for it, and it was good fun for them. Should they enjoy getting out of class the same as any other students? So they were delighted to kind of hide out in the little makeshift studio for a few hours and chip in
and belt away. And the talent, we're going to hear the talent of these guys now in a minute or two. But there's huge amount of students involved in this video alone and in this song. They obviously all wanted to get involved.
Well, we could have recorded an album, I'd say, at this stage with the amount of the students and talent in the school. And a lot of the students aren't, you know, studying music in the school, but maybe they do music outside of school. And I guess I'm a substitute teacher in the school, so I kind of get the opportunity to maybe meet other students that maybe teachers with their set, you know, timetables don't get to meet. So you can be wandering the corridor some days and you hear a voice in the distance. You're like, what is that? Or who's that? You know, and you go and you kind of suss them out. So last year was quite a nice taster to figure out who's who in the school and who can sing.
This is the second one, because last year you did Last Christmas by Wham.
Yeah.
Which was brilliant.
Which was great fun. And it was kind of a nice upbeat song. And it was, I suppose, we were coming out of the pandemic and that's what it was nice to kind of start piecing the school itself back together, because people were still wearing masks and we were kind of scattered. But this year, now that things have kind of settled down again and everyone knows, you know, everyone's back in their classrooms and stuff, it was nice. It was a nice kind of change.
And the song is obviously a fantastic choice. But the video for this, by the way, people can check this out, lmfm.ie. We have the video up there and you can check out the whole thing. But you shot this as well, which was...
on the iPhone.
On an iPhone. Yeah. Oh my goodness me.
Yeah.
So, and it looks, the quality of it is incredible. But how difficult is it? Because you have to try and match up the lip syncing with the actual recording.
We recorded the song in over 2 or 3 days, and then the video was done in a day and a half. It's kind of different, like myself and yourself, Sinead, are of an era where if somebody came near us with a camera, we'd run away. Whereas nowadays you've got the TikTok generation where if somebody pulls a camera out, they know how to work a camera and play a camera. So everything was nearly one and two takes, you know, looking into the camera, singing their lines. And they're absolutely brilliant.
Well, well fit for it. Absolutely. Right. We're going to hear this amazing song. This is the students of St. Oliver's School in Drogheda, Ukrainian and Irish students coming together to sing in the beautiful Happy Christmas War Is Over. Here it is.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
So this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
So this is Christmas.
And the poor ones, the
so long. Stop all the fights.
Дуже щасливого Різдва. І щасливого Нового року.
And so this is Christmas.
Oh my goodness me, that is absolutely incredible. The video is fantastic. All this, everyone in the school at the end with the lights and everything. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It seems to be touching a nerve with a lot of like ex-pupils and staff and stuff as well, which I never thought about when we were putting the video together. But just seeing the corridors again and seeing the gym and, you know, kind of it takes you right back there. Because as we all know, school, you know, the time of our lives we all had at school, so to see those old corridors again is always great.
Well, that's it, absolutely. Now, knowing you, Ronan, you're going to be absolutely flat out busy with all your other hats over Christmas. Are you gigging like a mad?
Yeah, I've Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off, and that's about it. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's the time of the year for it. It is the season. But January is always quiet for us and the band and everything. So.
Yeah. So the band, are you performing locally or are you booked?
It's all weddings and private functions, you know.
Okay, that's fantastic though.
But you never know where we pop up.
You never know, absolutely. Exactly. Well, listen, thank you so much for popping in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have a great Christmas.
You too.
And it's an absolutely fantastic song. How can people get it? Is YouTube the best place?
Yeah, go on to the St. Oliver's Community College YouTube page, or it's everywhere on Facebook at the minute. So you'll find it on Twitter and Instagram as well. So.
Fantastic. Ronan, thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Much.
Thanks a million. Ronan McQuillan there, fantastic. I highly recommend that you check out the video. As I say, it's on lmfm.ie as well. And well done to every single student that took part in that tremendous video. Fair play to them.
11 to 1.
She's an Academy Award winning actress and she's celebrating a birthday today in the Northeast Update.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 77455.
Hard to believe this woman is 85. Born on this day in 1937, American stage and screen, Academy and Emmy Award winning actress Jane Fonda. She's also a political activist as well. She was born in New York City. And today is the winter solstice. It's the day with the fewest hours of sunlight in the whole year, making it the shortest day. Falls on December 21st, and it's the word solstice derives from the Latin word solstitium and translates to sun stands still. And of course, at Newgrange, every year in the winter solstice, a shaft of sunlight appears deep into the tomb, lighting up the chamber, and it lasts around 17 minutes at dawn on the solstice.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda, Dundalk and new Navan showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
Back to the music now. Here's the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, and LMFM's 11 to 1.
Christmas on LMFM with your local Mace. Amazing value, sure to make you smile this Christmas.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. All I wanted for Christmas was to win a load of money, but I didn't win the money. This is the Christmas Cash Stars over the last few weeks. It's been so exciting.
Christmas Cash Stars with LMFM.
Oh my goodness me. We have been just waiting for somebody to win the 10,000 euro. I don't know about you, but I was absolutely scratching my head for all of them, apart from James Corden. I knew James Corden. The other two, I hadn't a notion. Well, we have a winner of our Christmas Cash Stars because Rachel Dempsey was the lucky gal who won all of that money yesterday on the drive. Did you miss the call? Here it is.
You now have the chance to figure out who our Christmas Cash Stars are and win that 10,000 euro.
Christmas Cash
Stars. So, who do you think they are in the correct order, please, Rachel?
So, number one, Nicole Kidman. Number two, Reese Witherspoon. And three, James Corden.
Right. I'm just checking with the adjudicator here. He's sitting across the table from me, stony-faced as ever. Rachel Dempsey, you've just won 10,000 euro.
Oh, my God! You are joking me.
No!
I just won 10 grand!
Congratulations!
Oh, my God, I actually can't believe it.
Well.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. I'm in shock.
Congratulations, Rachel. Have a fantastic Christmas.
Oh, the excitement, Rachel. Oh, my goodness me. That's going to be a very happy Christmas in her house. 10,000 euro just in time for Christmas. Oh, my goodness me. And I love, do you know what? I love when some people are so like, she's clearly ecstatic. That has meant the world to her. But fair play to her because I had no idea. No idea that that was Reese Witherspoon in the middle there. Oh, my God. Scratching my head for weeks on that one I was. Now we are heading towards 12 news, but after that, Niall O'Brien is with us for the last real reviews of 2022.
11 to 1.
Pat here from
Andy Williams. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Sinead Brazel here with you till 1. You can get in touch 086 1800 658. Getting back to our competition, if you missed this earlier on. Tourism Northern Ireland, they have teamed up with us all this week and they have a family pass to give away to the world's first and only official Game of Thrones studio tour in Banbridge, County Down. It's an unbelievable opportunity for visitors to immerse themselves in an expansive collection of costumes, props, sets and weapons and to discover the artistry that designed the Seven Kingdoms and brought the story of Game of Thrones to life on screen. So there's 100,000 square foot of an interactive experience, reveals the world of Westeros like never before, giving visitors of all ages the chance to walk through iconic sets of King's Landing and Winterfell, as well as delve deep into the world behind the screen, from the earliest concepts to the jaw-dropping final cuts. The studio tour is a must and a very much a family-friendly experience. Would you like to go along? By the way, if you know a Game of Thrones fan in your life and you haven't gotten them a present, this be like the ideal thing. I won't tell them, okay? Just enter this competition. Here's our question. Very easy. True or false? Sean Bean played the character of Ned Stark in Game of Thrones. Is that true or is it false? 086 1800 658. Don't forget to put your own details on it as well. And we'll pick a winner for that family pass towards the end of the show. So, true or false? Sean Bean, did he play the character of Ned Stark in Game of Thrones? 086 1800 658. Now time to check in with the world celebrity.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Crossy. Nicola Roberts will be taking part in the Christmas special of Strictly this year. She'll dance alongside Larry Lamb, who played Mick and Gavin and Stacey, and podcaster Rosie Ramsey.
You know, we all really got on so well. We all had such a good time, like all the group rehearsals and the filming days. Everyone was just really feeling the cheer. I became really close with Rosie and
Ramsey.
Alex, just the girls. Like, all of us were a bit like, why did we agree to this? What are we doing? Like, and then, you get mind blank just before you go on, and I'd be like, Rosie, what's the steps? Quick, what's the steps? What's the second sequence?
Justin Bieber and Katy Perry have reportedly been shopping deals to sell their publishing interests and recording revenue. Bieber's deal is about to close for a possible $200 million, while Katy's publishing recording share is valued at $80 to $100 million. Gladiators is back on the BBC next year, and Mark Smith, who played Rhino in the 90s iconic show, has been giving tips to the BBC for hopeful contestants.
Be focused, have fun, try your best, and that's all you can really ask of yourself, you know? Bring all of you to the audition. Don't leave anything. Bring it all on the table, man. Really try your best. I remember climbing up the rope in my audition, and I had no technique. It was so slow getting up the rope, and I remember looking down and seeing Nigel Lithgow and Kenny Warwick going, come on, Rhino, you can do it. Pull up, pull. I got up there, but it took me about 10 minutes, but I got up there.
That's The Buzz. I'm Crossy.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
I'm ridiculously excited about Gladiators coming back. Huge fan of that. Huge fan of that. Back in the 90s, Powerball and all of that. Brilliant. Bring it all back. Absolutely fantastic. The Buzz returns with Eddie Caffrey on The Drive a little bit later on. And if you want a celebrity fix right now, you can check out lmfm.ie. There's Kygo, Whitney Houston, Higher Love on LMFM's 11 to 1. We love movies on this show, and we love Christmas movies particularly. So we're going to be chatting festive films, and Niall has also gone to see the new Avatar movie. We're going to bring you all of that after these.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
It's Christmas, which means we sit on the sofa with a big tub of sweets and watch a load of Christmas movies. And the guy to tell us what we should be watching is Niall O'Brien. He's on the line. How are you getting on, Niall?
Merry Christmas. I'm doing very well. I'm trying to get in the spirit. There's okay. A lot to do before the big day, but I'm trying to get in the spirit.
Okay, yeah. Well, you look, Christmas is the time of giving, right? And yeah. I just decided, you know, last night / you know, early this morning, that I'd forgotten to give you a gift, do you know what I mean, for Christmas. And I thought, you know, hard work that Niall puts in, I think Niall deserves a little Christmas gift. Now, this gift comes in the form of a song, okay? Oh. So I hope you're ready for this. Now, it's only right because you did a fantastic Monster Mash song for me for Halloween. So I decided that, now look it, let's just say I'm not as good as a singer as you, but I have tried. And I do think that Niall deserves his very own song for all of the work that he does on Real Reviews. So sit back, relax, because here's a song all about you, Niall.
Well, Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock, there's only one radio show. It's Niall O'Brien's Real Reviews. He's talking movies on the radio. And everyone in the Northeast is turning up their dials to hear Niall's latest critique of the blockbuster he has just viewed. Niall's reviews of the movies, always done accurately. So we're not wasting time watching bad ones we can't unsee. Well, there's Netflix now and Apple TV, Paramount, Disney Prime. We're scrolling constantly on these different sites. We're always wasting so much time. We need someone to break it down. Niall's reviews, they are so fine. We know now what to see. Oh, Real Reviews, it's so sublime. Niall's reviews of the movies, always done accurately. So we're not wasting time watching bad ones we can't unsee. Niall's reviews of the movies, always done accurately. So we're not wasting time watching bad ones we can't unsee.
What do you think?
Oh, bravo, bravo. I mean, at this time of year, there's so many Christmas songs that get stuck in your head. And that one has just shoved them all in. I think you found notes that I know were hitherto known to mankind.
Listen, they're not. I mean, it's called. There was lots of reaching there, reaching for the stars.
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you so much.
There you go.
Thank you,
Niall. That's just for you to show our appreciation, our humble appreciation, in the form of a song of all the amazing work that you do on Real Reviews. Every year.
Thank you.
every single week. Now, getting to today and to our competition. This message is coming in. I'll read them in a minute. Getting to our competition. And we have our Omniplex competition. Where would we be without our sponsor, Omniplex Cinema?
That's right.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. And it's our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker. You can win a pair of tickets to Omniplex Cinema for the film of your choice. There's really only one film to see in the cinema over Christmas, and it needs to be seen in the cinema.
It really does. And I don't know, I'm hoping they're not going to pull sponsorship after my horrific singing. But you can find Omniplex at Omniplex Deluxe Venue Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk or Omniplex Balbriggan. And as Niall says, you have to see these movies on the big screen. For full show times and booking, you can check out omniplex.ie. So we have a mystery voice. I haven't had a sneaky listen today.
It's very easy. Okay. Very easy.
Yeah. Okay, it's very easy. Who is this talking now? And you could be going along to Omniplex Cinemas. Answers, please, to 086-1800-658. Here it is.
It doesn't feel like a film. It's such a complete experience. So moving.
Oh, okay. I think I need to hear that again now. Hang on a second.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like a film. It's such a complete experience. So moving.
Okay, okay. I'm stumped, but then I'm ridiculous.
Stumped? Are you? Okay.
I'm ridiculous at this,
though. It's always somebody connected to one of the films that we're talking about. And a little known fact about her, she was named after a character from The Great Gatsby.
Oh, that's maybe even... Okay, that's...
you're more stumped now.
More stumped now. Okay, the listeners
will
get it.
It will all become clear.
Yeah, they'll get it. They're better at this than me. 086-1800-658. So moving straight into Avatar The Way of Water, and I'm very excited about this. I will definitely be checking this out over the Christmas. Talk to me about this now, because this is the long-awaited sequel.
That's right, yeah. And it's set more than a decade after the events of the first film, Avatar The Way of Water. It focuses once more on Jake Sully, played entirely in a motion capture performance this time by Sam Worthington. And he was, in the first film, you'll remember, a human marine who infiltrated the civilization of Pandora's native species, the Na'vi, in this kind of alien body, this avatar, basically. And in the intervening years, he's become a kind of a freedom fighter. He's settled down with his mate, Neytiri. He's built a family up as well. He's got three kids, and he's fighting off the human colonizers who have come to exploit the resources of Pandora. So he also, apart from his three kids, he has an adopted Na'vi daughter named Kiri, played by Sigourney Weaver.
It's all right. They have us. They're way better than me.
Yeah, but I mean, I hear you say now, Sigourney Weaver, she was in the first one.
Yes.
And she died. How is she back? Yeah.
Oh, is it like this circle of life kind of thing? Yeah.
Well, this is a question now that the film might not answer.
Right.
He also has a human orphan named Spider, who he's kind of adopted a little bit as well. He's like a feral child left behind by the humans when they initially left Pandora. And he might have a connection to one of the characters from the first film. But what happens is the villainous Colonel Quaritch, played by Stephen Lang, returns. What? I hear you say, I thought he died in the first one. and he's back to continue this colonial mission of plundering Pandora and hunting the indigenous species. So Jake and his family have to leave their idyllic life in the Pandoran forest and escape the humans. And they take refuge with an oceanside tribe of Na'vi led by Tonawari, played by Chris Curtis, and his mate Ronal, played by Kate Winslet. And they must learn the way of the water, which involves mostly swimming with space whales, I think.
Okay.
Now, there are no real clips of this because this is an incredible video.
Oh, you have to
film,
see it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to see it. So there's a clip now it's Sam Worthington talking about kind of, it's an interview with him, if you want to play that.
Okay, here it is.
Jim's scripts are always very detailed. They detail not only the world, obviously, and the vision of the ecosystems and stuff, but he's tapping into things that are very personal to him. Mm-hmm. And that comes across in his writing. You know, Jim has five children. Jim's gone through several marriages, and I think Jim's growing as a human. And, you know, in how he deals with things. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was a lot of that just pinged off the page.
Right.
Plus, the guy's got a great track record of sequels, of keeping it familiar, but just raising the ante just that.
Something tells me though, this one, I don't know, like, I'd say visually it's going to be absolutely breathtaking, but does it hold up when you're telling me all these people that are supposed to be dead are back in again in terms of sequels?
I don't really want to kind of spoil it for you, okay? But I mean, as Sam Worthington there said, Jim, and I call him Jim as well because we're very good friends.
Very good friends.
He created two of the best sequels in film history, Aliens, Terminator 2. The question is, can he do the same for this franchise that is essentially his baby? Because let's face it, he's not going to make Titanic 2, I don't think.
They all survived.
And this is the franchise that he has committed the rest of his filmmaking career to, because he wants to make like 20 films, doesn't he?
Oh, God, okay.
And I have been very open in my thoughts on the first Avatar film. You know, if I was charitable, I would say it was because I missed it in the cinemas. If I was uncharitable, I would say it's because it's a pretty derivative plot and it's just all about, you know, drawing on other films that are better. Do you know what I mean? But I like I'm saying, the visuals blew me away. But I was really surprised that I was quite invested in the plot of this one. It is actually, I think, a better film than the first one. I mean, you've got all of this stuff with the Sully family and all these kids and all these threads that, and there's stuff that's left dangling for what I think has already been greenlit. Although I think this film has to make a bajillion dollars to break even because it costs so much. But this is, I mean, this is what cinemas are made for, you know, and it's a gorgeous three-course meal. It's got everything, really, I think. And I really enjoyed it. Now, it's 3 hours, 10 minutes. So
strap in, people.
Yeah, yeah. And James Cameron was asked, somebody asked him, when should we go to the toilet in the film? And he went, go whenever you want because you'll see it so many times.
You got to admire
his confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So moving to more festive fare, and you have a classic to talk about, which I'm delighted it's up here, but I don't know, is it Christmassy?
Well, then, now you said it's the Christmas episode, let's talk about Christmas movie, but we've kind of covered them all before, really, haven't we? All the big ones, Muppets Christmas Carol, Home Alone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about those Christmas movies that, to me, are quintessentially Christmassy, but they're not set at Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. And I had a look through what was on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And the first one that caught my eye was North by Northwest.
Classic.
On Christmas Eve on BBC Two at 1:40 from 1959, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. I mean, this is one of my favorite films. I love the darker Hitchcock stuff, but I also like the light touch that he brings to this film. And this is a classic suspense film. You've got Cary Grant playing Roger Thornhill, and it's a case of mistaken identity, basically. He is mistaken for Mr. Kaplan, and he is pursued by a ruthless spy played by James Mason. And, like, here is a fantastic clip of two of the suavest actors of their decades trying to out-suave each other.
I love it.
Beautiful scene, yeah.
Love it.
Not what I expected. A little taller. A little more polished than the others.
Oh, I'm so glad you're pleased, Mr. Townsend.
But I'm afraid just as obvious.
And what the devil is all this about? Why was I brought here?
Games? Must we?
Not that I mind a slight case of abduction now and then, but I have tickets for the theater this evening, to a show I was looking forward to. And I get, well, kind of unreasonable about things like that.
With such expert play acting, you make this very room a theatre.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it was all about the fantastic dialogue back in the day. Although this does have a great stunt.
Oh, it does. And like a fantastic denouement monument. Well, it's not Monument Valley, but all the faces, the presidents. Yeah, yeah. And Eve Marie Saint is in there, and Martin Landau as well as the henchman. It's a brilliant film. It's great. It's great fun for a suspense movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah. North by Northwest, Christmas Eve, BBC Two at 1:40. Now, another classic, and I don't know, this is a lengthy one, not as long as Avatar, mind you, but it's lengthy enough, isn't it?
No, yeah, I mean, it is long. And what says Christmas more than prisoners of war in a Nazi prisoner of war camp? It is, of course, The Great Escape. It's on Christmas Day on Channel 4 at 1:50, 1963, directed by John Sturges. You've got a group of Allied prisoners imprisoned but in a German POW camp. The star, I guess, because it has a rogues gallery of fantastic actors in here. Richard Attenborough, you've got James Garner as well. But the star, I guess, is Steve McQueen as Captain Virgil Hiltz, the Cooler King, who has he's sent to this place. He's the one American in there, and he is renowned for kind of escaping from prison of war camp. So let's have a little clip.
Yes, here it is.
What are you doing over here by the wire?
Well, like I told Max here, I was trying to get my gun.
But what are you doing, Bazavaya?
Well, like I told Max, I was trying to cut my way through your wire because I want to get out.
Please do, Hansin.
But,
you speak German?
Jawohl, Herr Oberst.
Wire cutters?
Jawohl, Herr Oberst.
I have had the pleasure of knowing quite a number of British officers in this war, and I flatter myself that we understand one another. You are the first American officer I've met. Hiltz, isn't it?
Captain Hiltz, actually.
17 escape attempts.
18, sir.
Tunnelman, engineer.
Flyer.
I suppose what's called in the American Army a hotshot pilot.
Love it. Absolutely brilliant. He's just like, I'm trying to escape. That's why I'm over here.
Yeah, I mean, it is, as you say, it's a long one, but there's no better one if you've had a big meal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe it's a little early, like 1:50, you probably haven't had your dinner yet. But if you had a big meal and you just want to sit down and just enjoy it, or just put it on in the background as you're having your dinner.
Yeah. Why not? Just getting lots of people getting the mystery voice, which is fantastic. People saying the Drifters, more like the Grifters, get the guards for my singing. Fantastic. Somebody else says I missed my calling. I don't think so. Someone else was sending another message. Someone's in tears oh, listening. Yeah. I think it's tears of pain from my thing. But thank you so much for all those. Now moving on to more Christmas TV movies that are on over the festivities. You've got a great one this Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to get a Western in there on Friday on TG Cahir at 9:30. Django Unchained. So it's a more modern one from 2012, of course. Jamie Foxx plays Django. He's a freed slave. He joins forces with Christoph Waltz as a bounty hunter, and he sets off to rescue his wife, who has been enslaved by Calvin, played by Leo DiCaprio, in a rare,
horrifying,
villainous role.
Yeah, horrifying role.
It's a great movie. Very good, yeah.
Very violent. Then, it's Tarantino, so it's violent.
It is. Well, you know what to expect, yeah. And then on Saturday on RT1, one at 3:55. Goodbye, Christopher Robin from 2017, starring Ireland's own Donald Gleeson as A.A. Milne, the author who created the Winnie the Pooh books. And they were based on the stuffed animals that his son had. It's quite a tearjerker,
it is.
I have to say.
It is.
Yeah. But I think it's a good film. It's well made. And, you know, if you want to feel the feels, then watch that on Saturday, which is Christmas Eve. And then on Sunday on TG Cahir, which is Christmas Day at 11:20, it's absolutely not Christmassy at all.
No, but it's an epic odyssey.
It is an epic odyssey. Oh, brother, where art thou? From 2000, from the Coen brothers. George Clooney plays Ulysses Everett McGill. And as you say, it's based on the odyssey. And he escapes from a chain gang with two other malcontents. Tim Blake Nelson plays Delmar, and Pete, played by John Turturro. And they set off to pursue freedom and the promise of fortune in buried treasure.
Fantastic. Okay, they are getting it, but do tell us, who was our mystery voice this week?
It was Sigourney Weaver, who, I don't think it's a spoiler to say, plays a 16-year-old character in Avatar 2.
Fantastic. Niall, as always, thank you so much for all of your work, not just today, but every single week on Real Reviews. Have a brilliant Christmas, and we look forward to talking more movies in the new year.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas, and we'll see you in 2023.
Absolutely.
11 to 1 with LM.
Back to more festive hits. Here's Gavin James's version of Have Yourself a Very Happy Christmas on LMFM's 11 to 1.
season.
Oh, I like that version, Gavin James. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas. Now you could be having a very Merry Christmas with thanks to Scotch Hall. Yeah. How would you like the chance to win a spin on the Wheel of Fortune? And there's up to €1,000 of a gift card up for grabs from Scotch Hall. This is every time you spend €25 across any of Scotch Hall's shops, you'll have the opportunity to enter the draw. So all you do is you pop your entry form into the draw drum located in Scotch Hall and stay tuned right here to LMFM to see if you're one of the lucky local winners. This week's winner is Roseanne Rooney. She's from Moneymore in Drogheda. Congratulations to her and best of luck when spinning the Wheel of Fortune at Scotch Hall Shopping Centre in Drogheda. Oh, just imagine. Absolutely brilliant. Would love it myself. But best of luck to you. And don't forget, over the next couple of days, once you spend €25, you can put your name into the draw as well. Speaking of winners, I want to say congratulations to Johnny Lynch. You are going along to the Game of Thrones studio tour. It was, of course, true. Sean Bean did play Ned Stark. And Irene Goodwin, you're going along to the Omniplex Cinema as well. It was Sigourney Weaver, our mystery voice. So congratulations and enjoy those prizes. There's Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me. I hope you don't forget me, as this is my last show for 2022, and I want to thank everyone who has joined me on the show with their stories, all the people who contribute regularly, Maria Macklin, Niall O'Brien, Fiona O'Brien, Grace Tierney, all do amazing work throughout the year, so thank you so much. And finally, thank you to you for tuning in and messaging in. I've had an absolutely fantastic year with you, so all there's left to say is I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and I'll chat to you in 2023. Best of luck.
11 to 1 with
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.